A bunch of obviously free agent signings.
No, we haven't.
Okay.
No. Next. Not really. There you go.
Yes, we have.
What were you most excited about from those signings? What did you add to the team with those guys?
Number one, we think added some good players. Number two, leadership. And three, most of all, competition. You know, that's what we want to fill this roster with, as much competition as we could. With what we had to work with.
Because the new quarterbacks, Josh Johnson, what does Josh Johnson bring to the mix?
And yep. Well, number one, familiar to the system, veteran guy that's been around that can probably help teach also the system to the others, and just some competition, like I said.
Seemed like that was a key word in the free agency, a lot of versatility.
Yes.
Different players. What do you think about, like, Griff Whalen, for example?
And that's a different guy that we hadn't had, you know, from a standpoint. He is a returner. You know, he's a slot guy. He's a true slot guy. He's played outside, too. So, again, that's his versatility, you know, being able to be a returner, a slot receiver. And he's played outside also. But that being said, he's competing, you know. And that's all we want to do, just add some guys that were out there, that bring him in, see him compete.
In trading Cordero, you moved up substantially in the draft. You cleared some cap space. You also lost one of your more versatile players. What made that worth your while as an organization?
Well, number one, to get back in the fifth round. That helped, and you said one of the things to clear up some space financially. That's one of the things we had to do.
Why do you guys think that Jory Nelson's a better fit than Crabtree? What was the reasons for that swap, I guess?
Well, the one thing Jordy can do, he's very astute of the game, quarterback friendly, so to speak, as far as working his routes. And I know what he is as a student of the game and really working his work ethic and all of that. I think he'll fit right in to what Gruden's system is gonna entail. So I think he's gonna fit what we're trying to do. Okay. And that's important.
Of the 20 players between re-signing and adding that you've done this month.
20? Is that many?
I think
Ooh,
so.
That's a lot.
Including Reggie. Yeah. There's some whom Paul Gunther has coached previously in his career. There's some Pistachio has coached previously in his career.
Yes.
Same thing with Greg Olson. I don't know how you pulled this off with John. There's a player he drafted that is part of this team now. How much of the players that you guys bring in, is that a testament just to organizational decisions and bringing guys people are familiar with, that it's not just one person making these calls?
Absolutely. It's a team effort, I'm telling you. The thing is, what's really is good about it is the players wanting to come. You know, the players wanting to be coached by the coaches, you know. So when we can get the coaches heavily involved and communicating with those guys, I mean, and then we get those guys in the building. I mean, our coaches did a great job of recruiting those guys.
What do you think? I mean, it's something that you hear often about, you know, because John, I mean, he's got that presence about him, and he certainly in the past exuded a lot of control over what a roster looks like. Do you think it's misrepresented? I mean, even Mark has acknowledged that there's a difference now in terms of what your job entails.
The one thing about Gruden, I know exactly what he wants, which is great for me. You know, I know exactly what his system with Gunther, and I know exactly the kind of players that they want at each and every position. That makes my job really a lot easier instead of trying to figure out what works best. Because we can communicate and try to figure out, well, this quarterback, it doesn't matter position. I know exactly what Coach Gunther wants for his defense. Cornerback, safety, linebacker, and it makes it easier for me and my staff.
Is that a problem with Jack? Is that something?
Well, no, not to say that, but the communication is constant. And I'm not talking with just Coach Gruden. I'm talking about with the entire staff. And it's well received.
One of the guys that Gunther mentioned right away was Navarro Bowman, bringing him back. Where are you right now with him? I know you don't negotiate in the media, but
I don't. But we would. I'd say this: we would still love to have him back. You know, it's right now. We can't come to an agreement, but that doesn't mean we don't want him, because we do.
Reggie, the running backs group has kind of gone over a bit of an overhaul the past week or 10 days, specifically with Doug Martin. What do you think he brings to this offense?
Well, the thing about with Doug, he's the experience that he's had, what he has done, you know, in the past, and he's been inconsistent. But if we can get the Doug Martin of what he's done a couple of years ago, we think we're getting a really good back. And this is just his opportunity to compete with the guys we got. You know, none of these guys got jobs that's going to be given to them. I mean, it's going to be competitive, and that's what we want. We want to bring out the best of the guys that we had here and the guys that we're bringing.
But just go back to Jordy Nelson for a bit.
You
had a hand in drafting him.
So yes.
And you know him well. What was your reaction when he became available? Was that immediately a target once you saw him hit the open market? And
yes. To communicate with him, yes. We try to identify certain guys as a staff towards the end of the year. If they haven't received, you know, some of the young guys, they haven't received contract extensions, or if their salary, you know, we look at the caps of these teams, and we try to identify certain guys. So we identified him as a possibility. And when it came to play, yes, we communicated to him, and he was interested. And it was once we got him in the building, it was pretty good.
Speaking of Doug Martin, you got a lot of guys, I mean, across the spectrum that are on 1-year contracts.
Mm-hmm.
So does that make it easier or tougher long term for roster build?
Well, of course, it's tougher long term when all those 1-year contract players do great, and then you're trying to re-sign them. It's tough.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, it was difficult, you know, to create longer term contracts when agents, you know, are looking for trying to prove it with their players to get more money the next year. So what we just work with those guys and their representatives, try to fit them in, and some we were able to get in, and you know, others we were not.
I talked to John earlier today, and he mentioned himself that you guys, as busy as you've been in free agency, you haven't really signed household names, but you've gotten guys that, as he put it, will bust their ass to go out there and play and compete and everything. Does that go along with your mentality all along as
just
well?
Just good football players. You know, it's not about the oohs and ahs, name players. We just wanted to get some good football players that would be great teammates and that would fit together as a team. You know, as long as they get out there and compete their tails off to try to make each other better, hence making the team better. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're looking for.
It's kind of like getting complementary pieces rather than centerpieces.
Yeah. Because I mean, you know, we felt like, you know, the staff liked some of our players, quarterback and, you know, on down, Big Mac Daddy there, you know. But, you know, we have some good players. We just need to try to piece everybody together and try to come up with the best team.
What does that mean for the team to have Marshawn back next season?
It means a lot. It means a great deal. Number one, it means that he really wants to be here and be a part of this. I think it means a lot to that locker room, that we in the offense mainly, that we have full intentions on being a physical offensive football team under John Gruden. That's what it means, number one.
Melvin, you looked like you plucked a diamond out of the rough. He had a good year last year before he got injured. What kind of plans do you have for him? Is he going to be that lockdown guy possibly over on the opposite
side? Well, we're going to give him every opportunity to compete, to be that guy. So he's going to have to earn it just like everybody else. But we feel good, and we're excited about adding him to our roster. Great deal, good size, that can run, competitive. We're excited about adding him to our roster.
Where are you at the right tackle spot? You added Dr. Meany, and you have some younger guys there.
Yeah,
Is there?
It's going to be competitive.
The front runner there. Is it going to be?
Well, they all going to compete. Yeah, we got with Sharp, Ware, Denver. You know, we got some guys that can. You know, we think Coach Cable is going to get his hands on them and mold those young men to be some good players for us.
Bruce Irvin tweeted out that no longer dropping in pass coverage, he's got a new role next year. You think Bruce could – is there more to be had from Bruce in a new role?
Well, the bottom line, we want Bruce getting out to the quarterback. Right. And we're going to limit his pass coverage abilities, you know, and just let him go get the quarterback. And I think that's what the Coach Gunther wanted to do. He wants him get on the edge, and let's put some pressure on that quarterback consistently.
You've had a lot of success with undrafted free agents, but with so many signings and then, of course, 11 draft picks, mm-hmm. you're not going to get as many chances with the undrafted free agents. Do you prefer having a bigger pool of undrafted free agents or the way it's going this direction?
The bottom line is we're not going to close the door on any player that we are really excited about. So if it's if we have to go to 93 guys on the roster, you know, by adding three guys that we just have to have after the draft, we'll figure out a way to subtract three. That's just the way it is. We're not going to just say, okay, we're done and wash our hands. No. We want to get the best 90-man roster. You know, however we can do it, that's what we're going to do. Let them compete.
You lost Trawick and Bates, you know, last season, but now you've got Smith and Wilbur. It's almost like you've upgraded but waited a year to do it. What do you think of Wilbur and his play in Dallas on special
Very
teams?
Good special. I mean, those guys were good special teams players, you know. And it was we were fortunate to have Coach Bisciacci on our roster because, you know, the guys want to play for him, so getting him in the building, you know, it was easy, you know. So he and Coach made it easy for us, to be honest with you.